Talking with Susan Allen, of course, with Dairy Max. Susan, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this is June Dairy Month, and this is a celebration that's really been around for quite a few years, I know.
It has. It's been around quite a few years, and the purpose of it is to celebrate your local dairy farmer and remind consumers that they need to get 3 servings of dairy every day, and some great ways to do that are with milk, cheese, and yogurt. And, of course, next month is our favorite celebration, which is National Ice Cream Month. So ice cream is a good treat, good summertime treat that, you know, we all love.
Let's talk about some of those promotions just a moment. But explain for the folks, because we haven't done this for a while, explain to the folks what a Dairy Max is.
Dairy Max is the checkoff program that helps dairy farmers. It's funded by dairy farmers, and it helps them promote their product. So, and Dairy Max covers a region, which is all of Texas, all of New Mexico, and central and western Oklahoma. Again, funded by dairy farmers, we have dairy farmers on our board of directors that direct the programming to promote their product.
Now, that program that you're actually trying to carry out involves trying to engage, I know, with not just consumers themselves, but a lot of influencers.
That's right. We actually have a new a program going on. It's our Health and Wellness Advisory Council. So we have identified 12 very big health influencers or thought leaders across our region. 3 of them are from Oklahoma, and we're bringing them together to talk to them about the dairy talking points, the new research, the old research that they might not know about, just everything there is to know about dairy. And then we're engaging them locally and regionally to tell the story about how important dairy is in diets. And one example is one of the people that's on the Health and Wellness Advisory Council is Deborah Taylor. She's a child nutrition director at Shawnee Public Schools. And just a little bit about her influence. She was recently quoted in Michelle Obama's new book. So some very influential people. Another one in Oklahoma is a family physician, and he has just finished up a term as the president of the Family Physicians Organization, and he's at OU Health Sciences Center, and a couple of other things. And then the third one in Oklahoma is from a faculty at OSU.
So, you know, those type of folks, obviously, when they're engaging with people, if they've got good information about the dairy industry, that's helpful, obviously, to the business.
Right. And our family physician, Dr. Palmer, one thing that he came out of the meeting with is that he is going to talk to his clients about drinking more milk. So that's exactly what we want to happen. We want him to do it, and then we want him to share the message with other family physicians across our state and across the nation. And the reason he came back with that was some new research we shared that children should only drink milk, 3 servings of milk, 3, you know, child-sized servings of milk, 1 serving of juice, and then the rest water throughout the day. There are kids under the age of 1 that are drinking sodas and sugary sweetened beverages, which was shocking. We'll come out with maybe a flyer about some of those statistics later, but it was very shocking. Those kids aren't choosing that. Those kids are given that. You know, if you think of the ages that these children are drinking things other than the recommended beverages, which is milk, a little bit of juice, and water.
Let's talk about some of the things that you are doing as far as engaging consumers, letting them know about ways that they can include dairy in their diet.
Well, we're doing talking to the media, like folks like you, helping amplify the message to reach more folks. We do things at the state fair. We also, within Dairy Max region, we have something called the Dairy Discovery Zone, and it's an exhibit that travels around to some major cities, you know, some of our biggest cities, because we obviously want to promote dairy where the people are. So the Dairy Discovery Zone is an interactive exhibit that goes to most of, you know, the major cities within Dairy Max. We've reached, I think, 200,000 people through that exhibit since the first of the year. And you can learn more about the Dairy Discovery Zone on our website, dairymax.org.
Now, let's talk about, you know, obviously there's some things that are tried and true, and one of them is the dietary standards that talk about 3 servings of dairy a day.
Right. All of the dairy messages, consumers can be confident that they follow the dietary guidelines for Americans. And historically, they have included that people need 3 servings every day, and that includes milk, cheese, and yogurt. Those are the staples that people can have in their refrigerator that can provide those nutrients like calcium, magnesium, and potassium. But another new thing that we're doing, we're very big into social media, and we have a blog on our website. So you can kind of follow us by going to our website, DairyMax.org. Check out the new blog. It's written by DairyMax staff and then thought leaders, third-party professionals, plus dairy farmers. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Now, of course, this last year was an exciting year for you, for yourself, but also for the dairy industry in Oklahoma with the Miss Oklahoma for this last year, Betty Thompson, coming from a dairy background. And she really advanced that dairy message very effectively as her platform.
Right. Betty was and is a great spokesperson for dairy because she really, truly shows that passion that all dairy farmers have for their product. And she understands what it's like to grow up milking cows before she goes to school every day. She's passionate about the nutrients that dairy provides to our bodies. And she has been a great role model for all kinds of folks. And she just finished up her year as Miss Oklahoma earlier in June. But she, very, very popular. We know during the pageant she was the a top trending tweet in the world, which was, you know, how many of us can say that? But Betty's going to continue this next year. She's got lots of speaking engagements lined up throughout this next year to continue to promote dairy across the country.
Okay. You know, looking ahead as far as some of the things that you see, obviously social media is one of those things that's continuing to evolve and continue to give us opportunities to share that dairy message. But what are, you know, how do you see the dairy message? In other words, what is the most key component to making sure that you stay ahead of all these nutritional fads and everything else when it comes to dairy?
Well, continuing to follow the sound science, you have to stick with the dietary guidelines. You have to stick with the recommendations because that's not a fad. That is based on research and the foundation of what we do. But another thing that is important for us is to reach parents and reach kids. So as you know, we focus in schools heavily. We work with schools, with child nutrition directors to help them make sure that kids get another serving of dairy at school because it's so important to their health. So we help child nutrition directors think about things like providing breakfast in the classroom. We kind of jokingly call that room service, but if you provide breakfast in the classroom and the dairy farmers are committed to helping schools do this because it helps kids, it helps them with their nutrition across, you know, throughout the day. It helps kids focus on their studies. It raises test scores. It decreases tardies. It decreases behavior problems. All of that tied to a breakfast in the classroom. Plus, they get that serving of dairy that they need. They jumpstart their brains. Half of the kids across the country don't eat breakfast every morning. I can't function. I don't know about you, but I can't function if I don't eat breakfast. And some kids don't have food at home. They just don't have food at home. I think the Oklahoma statistics are one in every five children doesn't have food at home. Mm-hmm. And schools can help. Dairy Max can help schools by providing breakfast in the classroom. Those kids don't have to worry about where two of their meals come from every day. And they can help them, you know, help feed hungry tummies, help kids jumpstart their brains so that they can do better in the classroom, and help them get closer to their three servings of dairy every day. And, of course, Fuel Up to Play 60 is part of that. That's National Dairy Council, National Football League program. Also helps schools make sure kids learn how to eat healthy and provide opportunities like breakfast in the classroom and get 60 minutes of physical activity every day.